So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamecher es achatzer. When one sells a courtyard, Macher batim bayrisichin ma'aris, abalayas metatlan. All of its houses, pits, ditches, and caves are included in the sale, but not any portable items found on the property. However, bizman sha'amar lehu v'chomash b'toichai harikula mechurin. If he specified that he's selling the courtyard and everything in it, even movable items are included in the sale. The Mishnah continues, Benkach u'benkach lo yimachar lo yasa merchat v'lo yas beis habat shabetoichai. Even if he did specify v'chomash shabetoichai, a bathhouse or alapress in the courtyard is not included in the sale. The Mishnah concludes, Reb Eliezer Omer, Hamecher es achatzer lo yimachar ela avira shel chatzer. Reb Eliezer disagrees and says that when one sells a courtyard, he only sells its airspace but not the houses or water holes. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Tanna Rabbanan, Hamecher es achatzer mocher batim hachitzainim ubatim hapanimim ubeis hachusais. When one sells a courtyard, the sale includes the houses in the courtyard, including those that open into other houses that open into the courtyard, and sand fields used to produce glass. The brisa continues, Chanuyis psuchas l'teicha nemkaris ima, v'shem psuchas l'teicha ein nemkaris ima. Those stores that open into the courtyard and sell exclusively to its residents are included in the sale, but those that open out to the Rishas HaRabim are not included. Psuchas l'kan u'l'kan nemkaris ima. Those that open both to the courtyard and to the Rishas HaRabim are included in the sale. The Gemara cites a contradictory brisa which states, psuchas l'kan u'l'kan ein nemkaris ima. Those that open both to the courtyard and to the Rishas HaRabim are not included. The Gemara answers that although they have two entrances, it depends. If their main entrance opens to the courtyard, they are included. But if their main entrance opens to the Rishas HaRabim, they are not included. The Gemara now cites two versions of Rabba's interpretation of the Machlekes Tanakam of Rebbe Elazar. Ida amrlei dirta dekulei amrlei pligi dibati mashmi. If the seller referred to the courtyard as dirta, a dwelling place, all agree that he included the houses because one does not live in a courtyard and so he must have been referring to the houses. Ki pligi d'amle darta. They disagree if he referred to the courtyard as a darta. Marsav or tarbitza mashma. Darta refers solely to the courtyard, not the houses. Marsav or bati mashma. Darta is also an expression of dwelling and the houses are included. The second version, all agree darta is also an expression of dwellings and refers to the houses as well. They disagree if you refer to the courtyard as chatzer. Marsav or chatzer avira mashma. Chatzer refers to the airspace of the courtyard, not the houses. Umarsav or chatzer hamishkan. Just as the pasuk refers to the entire area of the mishkan as a courtyard, although this area included the oil mayid, the structure of the heichel, the expression chatzer can also include its houses. The Gemara cites two versions of a related ruling. Machal echulsis u'metzula. If one sells a sand field and a riverbed, hechzik b'chulsis, loikana metzula. Hechzik b'metzula, loikana chulsis. If the buyer performs an act of acquisition on one of these areas, he does not acquire the other. And as the Rashbam adds, v'af apishas muchen zeh lazeh. Even though they are near each other, such as sand on the banks of the river. The Gemara challenges this from a ruling of Shmuel. One can acquire many properties even if they are far apart by performing an act of acquisition on one of them. The Gemara differentiates. This is only regarding two plots of land which have similar uses. A sand field and a riverbed have different uses and so they must be acquired separately. The second version, Hechzik b'chulsis kana mitzula. An acquisition on one of these does acquire the other, and we do not differentiate based on their uses. Zok the Mishnah, Hamecher beis habad. If one sells a structure that houses an olive press, Mecher es hayam ve'es hamamol ve'es habesulis. The sale includes the vat, the attached mortar used to pound the olives before they are pressed, and the sideboards that support the beam used to crush the olives because, as the Rashbam explains, kavu and hein, these are permanently fixed. It does not include the boards, the wheel, and the beam used to crush the olives, because metatlihen, these are portable. However, the Mishnah continues, if he specified that he is selling the structure and everything in it, all these are also included. The Mishnah concludes, Reb Eliezer disagrees and says that one also includes the beam because, as our brisa explains, the beam is the central component of the press. The Gemara cites a related brisa, Hamoicher beis habad, mocher es nasarim, vesa yukavim, vesa mafrechas, vesa rechayim, matachtoinias. When one sells a press, he includes the boards, vats, and mortars. He also includes the lower of the two millstones used to grind the alas before they were pressed, since it is attached to the ground. However, avaloi hol yoin, he does not include the upper millstone, since it is movable. However, bisman sh'amar loy hu v'chomashim b'toichai, harei kulon mechurun. If he specified that he is selling the structure and everything in it, they're all included. The Braisa concludes, Benkach u'benkach loy machur loy es ha'avirim v'loy es ha'sakin v'loy es ha'martzufin. Even if he made such a stipulation, neither the boards nor the sacks used to transport the olives are included in the sale. Zakt the Mishnah, Hamoicher es ha'merchas. When one sells a bathhouse, loy machur es ha'nasarim, es ha'sapolin, es ha'balonias. He does not include the boards the bathers stand on, the basins, or the towels. However, Braisa adds, Mocher es beis ha'nasarim, ve'es beis ha'yukamen, ve'es beis ha'safolim, ve'es beis ha'vilois. The closets that hold the boards, turbans, basins, and towels are included in the sale. As before, the Mishnah continues, Bizman sha'amar lahi v'chol ma'asha b'toicha ha'ri kula mechurin. If he specified that he's selling the bathhouse and everything in it, they are all included. However, the Mishnah concludes, Benkach u'benkach loy mocher loy es megari shel mayim v'loy es eitzer shel eitzim. Even if he made such a stipulation, he does not include the supply of water and firewood in the sale, because as the Rashbam explains, Ein elu tashmish nam yichadim lamerchatz ela memoino hein lohonis behem afila b'teich beisei. They are not used exclusively with the bathhouse, but also supply the water and wood for his home. However, Braisa adds, V'im omar loy beis ha'merchatz v'chot tashmishav ani moichelach kula mechurin. If he specified that he is selling the bathhouse with all of its accessories, they are all included. However, Reb Chiya maintains, Ein kula mechurin. Even if he uses this expression, they are not included, unless Amalei beis habad v'chol tashmisha ve'ilo mitzvah naha. He also specified the borders of the bathhouse encompassing these areas.